This is Ed Serwin in Amarillo, Texas with the weekly box beef trade for week ending January 16th. The Daily Spot Choice Box Beef Cutout ended the week last Friday at 232.47, which was only 27 cents higher compared to the previous week. But it had been over 235 all week long except on Friday when it started to collapse. This Daily Spot Choice cutout has jumped $44 up to that 235 figure in little less than 3 weeks. And there was 573 loads sold for the week in that daily box beef cutout, which was about 9% of the total volume. This daily cutout has skyrocketed up since right before Christmas as those retailers made the big switch from hams and turkeys back to beef, which is a normal seasonal change. However, the decline that began late last week is also a normal seasonal change that usually runs until later in February. The comprehensive or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales including that daily spot cutout, it was at 223.30 and that was $7.24 higher, but still quite a ways below the daily cutout. The weekly average choice cutout lags behind that daily choice movement and stair steps up or down following the daily cutout because of the much larger volume for the formula and those out front sales. There were 6,091 total loads sold, which was 284 loads higher than the previous week. The formula sales were at 3,407 loads, which was 26 loads lower than last week, and it was about 56% of the total volume for the week. The exports, as reported on the Box Beef Report, represent primarily muscle cuts, and they were at 552 loads, which was 105 loads higher. 141 of those export loads were sold to our NAFTA neighbors, and 411 loads were shipped overseas. The outfront sales, which don't get delivered for at least 22 days, they were at 923 loads, which was 314 loads higher than last week, and they pretty much made up for the jump in the total sales, so we had a good turnout there. This is one of the larger numbers recently, and the biggest products reported. There was almost 2 million pounds of round products whose average prices were $17 to $29 below the current formula averages. And the brisket prices averaged $30 to $48 below the current formulas. The ribeyes, they were at $31 to $33 below the current formulas. And there was almost 1 million pounds of loin products that were priced $12 to $13 below the average formula prices. So keep in mind these average formula prices are still well below the current prices, so the outfront sales were quite a bit below the current spot market. Now taking a look at the weekly average primal cut prices, the ribs started to decline and the rest showed improvement again this week. The choice middle meats, the rib was $2 lower and the loin was $9 higher. And the choice chuck and round primals were $6 to $9 higher as demand continued to improve after the holidays. And the daily cow cutout was $1.88 higher for the week on Friday, and those 90% trimmings ended the week at 203.25, which was $3.84 higher, and it was good to see them above $2 again. Slaughter cow prices started to improve after the two holiday weeks of very small numbers, but they did start to decline in the southern plains just recently after the blizzard because of a very large number of dairy cows with frozen bags and other health issues that are moving to the packing plants. And the latest report of imported meat passed for entry into the U.S. for week ending January 9th showed that week we imported 18,120 metric tons of fresh beef, which was about 7,000 metric tons higher than the previous week. And year to date, the total tonnage was 26% below last year. Australia, it was down 42%. New Zealand was down 31% compared to last year, but Canada was up 21% and Mexico was up 10%. Now taking a look at the finished cattle trade, the live prices were a dollar higher in the southern plains, and the weekly weighted average cash steer price for the five areas, which includes Texas, Nebraska, Colorado, Kansas, and Iowa feeding areas, it was at 133.25, and that compared to 132.26 the previous week, so it was $1 higher. and the 5-area total cash volume was 92,000 head compared to 79,000 head the previous week. And the average live weight for the Texas Panhandle for week ending January 9th was 2 pounds lower at 1337, but the percent heifers did jump up about 2%, and that compared to 1308 last year. And the latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending January 2nd was 2 pounds lower at 904. And the choice select spread ended the week at $5.34 on Friday, which would be just about steady with the previous week. And thank you. This has been Ed Serwin in Amarillo, Texas.